Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those mid swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Tuesday evening, we welcome you into a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for about the next hour and a half or so. We'll wrap up at 7:40. Get out of the way for Cardinals baseball this evening. They match up against the Oakland A's in game two of a three-game series. 8:40 first pitch. Our coverage will begin at 7:45. Lance Lynn against J.P. Sears. On a normal day, we would spend a lot of time talking about what Sonny Gray did yesterday and where the Cardinals are at right now, and whether what we saw from Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras yesterday is just a good sign of things to come in terms of the team's offensive production. But unfortunately, today is not a normal day, and we are going to spend essentially the entire program today reflecting, talking, celebrating the life and career of former Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog, who we found out earlier today had passed away at the age of 92. We have a number of guests lined up. I'm really happy that I'm able to share. Saying I'm happy is kind of a weird way to say it, but on a day like today, I think it's important for people who knew Whitey or whoever, but in this situation, Whitey Herzog, I think it's important for people who knew him and were part of kind of his sphere to share their stories and their thoughts. And that's exactly what we have today. In less than 10 minutes, former pitcher Dave LaPointe will join us. A little bit after the bottom of the hour, Hall of Fame shortstop Ozzie Smith will join us. And then at about 7:05, just after the 7 o'clock news next hour, former Cardinals third baseman Terry Pendleton is going to join us. So Dave LaPointe, Ozzie Smith, and Terry Pendleton will all join us. I also think days like today are really important that you as fans get a forum to share your thoughts and to share your reflections. So when next hour, when we wrap up with Terry Pendleton around 7:15 or so, we'll go to break and we'll come back, and I'm going to open up the program to anybody who wants to share their thoughts. So if you want to do that now, you can do it via text message or tweet. Certainly, if you'd like to share thoughts or stories or anything, feel free to text in 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. That's how you text. Again, you can call later. We can't take calls right now, but if you want to text in your thoughts, again, that's the number, 314-436-7900. Or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, and we'll read those throughout the course of the program. Would love to hear from you as you share your thoughts and what Whitey Herzog meant to you. I've said this a few times, so please forgive me for repeating myself. Talked about this with Kevin Wheeler about an hour ago when we did our 5:15 sports together. Look, I'm 41 years old. I was born in 1982. I understand Whitey Herzog. I understand the history of the Cardinals baseball. But to say that I can sit here and reflect upon those teams and watching them as they played, I was 8 years old when he managed his final game in 1990. So it's not so much for me remembering those teams. For me, it's the legacy of those teams and how they continue to impact the Cardinals and Cardinals fans to this day. I get calls on the postgame show all the time and texts and tweets on the postgame show all the time from people lamenting the way the Cardinals currently play and what do they want to see more of. They want to see more of Whitey Ball. It's always Whitey Ball. I don't get phone calls from people saying that they want to see the Cardinals play more the way they played when Tony La Russa was managing or Joe Torre was managing. There's a couple Hall of Famers right there. It's always Whitey Ball. And that's an incredible, incredible legacy that Whitey Herzog has. That the style of baseball that his teams played was so impactful that 30-plus years later, even as admittedly the game of baseball has very much changed, there are still a lot of people out there who wish that baseball today looked more the way it looked in the 80s when Whitey Herzog was managing. And just because he has passed away, I promise you that's not going to stop. I am going to continue to hear from folks all the time wanting to see baseball look more like Whitey Ball. And I think that reflects so incredibly wonderfully on the legacy of a Whitey Herzog. And we'll get into this more when we talk to certain individuals just about his relationships with players and his mind for the game beyond managing. Ricky Horton sent me a video today. It was a video of him at the plate when he was a player. I'd never seen video of Whitey Herzog as a player. I had never seen it. And Ricky sent me a couple videos today that are on YouTube. And it was really cool for me because I'd never really thought about of him as a player, even though he had a nice major league career, had stuck around for a while. We've got a lot to get to on the show. Again, if you want to share your thoughts, 314-436-7900. That's how you text in. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. Up next, we're going to be joined by former Cardinals pitcher Dave LaPointe and get his thoughts and reflections on Whitey Herzog. We'll do that next. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Casey also told me this. He said, when you manage, you hire good coaches. Don't worry about those coaches taking your job. Because he said, if you don't own the club or die on the job, you're going to get fired anyway, so don't worry about it.
That was Whitey Herzog and the advice that he got from Casey Stengel. Welcome back in. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We've got quite the lineup today. We're about to talk with former Cardinals pitcher Dave LaPointe. Ozzie Smith, Terry Pendleton will also be joining us between now and we wrap things up, getting ready for Cardinals baseball a little bit more from an hour from now. But we will go to the Quiver River Electric guest line right now. Welcome in former Cardinals pitcher Dave LaPointe. Spent part of five seasons with the team from 1981 to 1984 and then a second stint in 1987. Dave, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Good, Matt. My pleasure.
So when you heard the news that Whitey had passed away, what was the first memory or first reflection that that you thought of?
Well, I've always said and I've always thought, and I think a lot of my teammates agree, he's the best baseball guy that I've ever been around. And learned so much from him, not only starting out as a player, but then I became a coach and a manager and just tried to keep everything that he had taught us and keep it going. And he was pretty successful, so not a bad guy to follow.
What was it about him? Because I hear that all the time about him being such a great baseball man and his intelligence and the way that he saw the game very differently than other people saw the game. Is there an illustration of that? Like, how did that manifest itself?
Well, you know, in today's day and game, we have so many stats and sabermetrics and all that information that you have to have a laptop to pay attention to. Whitey just had it in his head. And whenever he came in a conversation with you, he had everything to back it up. So in turn, I'll say this about him. I played for nine teams. He is the only manager that I saw that the team on the bench, in the clubhouse, wherever we went, in the press, whatever, nobody second-guessed him. And when you have a manager like that, that everybody's rowing in the same direction, usually you're going to be pretty successful.
I hear from he wasn't a player's manager in the sense that he was going to be buddy-buddy with guys, but so many individuals loved playing for him. And there was I hear stories about how he would instill confidence in players and how he would be, you know, be lighthearted at the exact right moment. How did he navigate through being the manager and not being best friends with players, but at the same time being a manager that players really enjoyed playing for?
Well, as he said, if you want a friend, go get yourself a dog. You know, he's the manager. So he paid attention to the little. One time he said, you know, I'm going to treat you the way that I wanted to be treated as a player coming up. So little things like if you're going to pitch on the road someplace or if he knows you've got family coming in, he's going to try and play you while they're there. Even, you know, the guys that would – the utility guys that would ride the bench, he would find out in 2 days in advance. He'd tell them, listen, you're going to play on Saturday. I know your mom and dad's going to be here. You can tell them and you're guaranteed to be in the lineup. And little things like that, you know, makes you feel pretty good about the situation. And Major League Baseball is hard enough. It's hard. It's a long schedule and good competition. But he always puts you in a favorable spot. And I like one of the things he did with younger pitchers is when they first came up, he would put them in a spot where it would be like bases loaded, one out, or, you know, man on third base with two outs. And he wanted you to be part of the team right away and have a way to be successful. And then, you know, next time out, your nerves were gone. You just felt like you're part of the team.
His communication skills and players always know where they stood with him and where they stood with the team. How important was that in just being able to come to the ballpark and be in the clubhouse every day and have kind of security of what your role is?
Well, you know, the way he did it is you never wanted to be in his office because that was the last strike against you. So his coaches handled any of the minor problems that might come up. I never really heard him yell at a player during a game or only if you didn't listen to him and just disobeyed what he told you to do, but he never did that, you know, and he told me, you know, you can't yell at the worst guy on the team for making a mistake if you're not going to yell at the best guy. And that made a lot of sense, and that's how you command respect.
Former Cardinals pitcher Dave LaPointe continuing to talk to us as we reflect on the life and legacy of former Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog. Whitey Ball is I host the post-game show, and when people are not happy with the way the Cardinals are playing, I get phone calls, and people say the Cardinals need to play more Whitey Ball. I mean, and we're 30-plus years since he managed a Major League Baseball game. What does it say about his legacy that we're still talking about the style of play that his teams played and how much fun it was?
Well, for one thing, it was exciting. You know, we were, as pitchers on the Cardinals, we were happy to watch all those guys steal all those bases. I'm glad we didn't have to go out and try and stop them. When I got traded over to the Giants and came back, and you see Vince Coleman, you know, leading off second base by 20 feet, and you still can't pick him off, that bothers you as a pitcher. And I think in today's day and age, especially with you can only pick over there twice, his teams would go crazy. And as he said, you know, speed never slumps. And speed comes in on offense and on defense. So if you're saving two runs a game with speed and you're manufacturing two runs a game with speed, you're going to win most of those games.
What's it like for you as a pitcher? That group that you had on the infield was pretty darn special. You had a lot of confidence that if a hitter made contact and it was on the infield, the play was going to be made behind you.
Yeah, that first speech in spring training of 82, he said, boys, if you're afraid to throw strikes, you don't belong here because we got the best fielding team in the history of baseball. And you thought about it, and, you know, Ozzie'd come up and he'd say, you know, ground ball over the mound. If you got to reach for it, don't, because I've got it, you know. And you know, to have Obie and Tommy and Keith, and they weren't gonna miss anything. And then, you know, another little thing Whitey said in spring training, that, boys, you better know how to bunt. If you can't sacrifice bunt, you're not going to be a pitcher in my rotation. Well, you know, now there's five starters. We grab George Kissel, we go down in the start working on our bunting, and it really did pay off.
We're talking with Dave LaPointe. That 82 team, and you pitched in the World Series that year. What when you get together with former members of that team, what's the story or what's the thing that you guys first talk about?
Oh, you know, there's just a mutual respect, and it was one of those teams at the time, you know, there wasn't any really one superstar that was leading that team. I guess Bruce would have been the only superstar at the time, but it was a total team involvement, and you had to do your job, and he ran his teams that if you weren't doing your job, you know, the other players are going to come and say something to you first, like when you've got a team with Bob Forrest and Bruce Sutter and Jim Cott, Gene Tennis, they're going to put a hand on your shoulder. And he's the one that gave them the leeway to tell us what we are doing wrong and do it in a right way. Don't disrespect us and don't embarrass us, but you guys be the teachers. And if you don't learn from them, then, you know, we'll come into the office and you'll be down in Springfield overnight. So you learned, he gave you enough leeway to hang yourself. And if you didn't get the hint, then you were gone.
I'll finish you off with this. We saw him at opening day this year just a couple weeks ago, so that's going to be his final ever appearance at Busch Stadium. But this is a guy who continued to love the game of baseball, and he would do interviews all the time, and he was as sharp as anything up until the day that he passed away. I mean, it's remarkable how much he understood baseball and kept up with baseball and had opinions on the game. This is not somebody that went into retirement and just kind of put the game of baseball off to the side.
Yeah, we always said when we go down and do the Cardinals Legends Fantasy Camp, Whitey would remember guys at bats, you know, 2 years ago, 70-year-old guys down there taking at bats, and they swing in a bad pitch, you know, 2 years later. He goes, it's a 3-1 count. He threw you a slider. Why'd you swing at it? You know, we're going, how do you remember all this stuff? And he just did. He was just such a sponge. He never forgot statistics, and that was why he was so good at what he did.
Dave, really, thank you so much for being so gracious with your time. And I'm sorry that we have to talk under these circumstances, but we really appreciate you sharing some of your stories and memories of Whitey Herzog.
Thank you, Matt. Glad to be on.
Very good. That's Dave LaPointe joining us, former Cardinals pitcher, and we appreciate. This is a tough day to talk through some of these things for some folks. It's an emotional day. So many of his former players have such a strong relationship with him. So anybody who's willing to share, give up some of their time, it really means a lot to me. Again, we'll continue to collect your text messages. If you've got any thoughts on Whitey Herzog that you want to share, we'll read through some of these text messages later on. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. The texts are already rolling in. Keep them coming, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air. Later in the program, we'll even open up the phones for you to share your thoughts as well. But up next, we are going to be joined by former Cardinals shortstop, Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith. He's with us after this break, talking about Whitey Herzog on a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Being elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, is like going to heaven before you die. Thank you very much.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX, and we are pleased to welcome this next person on. Not happy for the reason we're talking to him, but really appreciative of him being so willing to give us some time. Cardinals Hall of Fame shortstop Ozzie Smith joins us on the program. Ozzie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Matt, thank you. You know, bad circumstances, but it happens.
I've asked a few people this, so I'll start you with this. Just when you found the news, what was the memory? What have you reflected upon about your relationship with Whitey Herzog since we all found out, or whenever you happened to find out about his passing?
Well, I was out of town, and I was on the golf course, actually, when I heard this morning. And, it's always sad. You know, every year that I go to the Hall of Fame, I look around and I ask myself, I wonder who's not going to be here next year. And, you know, over the last 5-10 years, we've lost so many. We had a very large contingent of Hall of Famers at the Hall of Fame, and it's dwindling very quickly here now. And certainly, Whitey was probably one of the – had probably as big of an impact on Cardinal baseball within the last 20 years, you know, because when he came in, he kind of – baseball was down in St. Louis, and when he came in and as a general manager, he kind of changed the culture and got us back to winning ways. And I think that that's one of the things that people will continue to remember about him. We'll be talking about Cardinal baseball and the White Rat and Whitey Ball for years to come, long after we're gone.
What was his message to you as you two first came together?
Well, you know, when he came to San Diego, I can remember him distinctly telling me that if you come and play for us, there's no reason that we can't win it all. He said, I think you're the missing piece to the puzzle. And, you know, when you have that type of someone has that type of confidence in you and belief in you, it was just a matter of time before, you know, I okayed that trade to come to St. Louis. And lo and behold, he was the one person that probably had the biggest impact on how my life turned out, how my baseball career turned out. And I just feel very blessed and very fortunate that I had somebody who would give me the opportunity to come and experience what winning was all about. I knew that coming to St. Louis was going to give me an opportunity that I otherwise may not have had there in San Diego. And so I certainly looked forward to it. And I would, looking back on it now, it was single-handedly changed the trajectory of my life.
Yeah, I've talked to a few people, and one of the things that I hear from so many people is his ability to tell you that he believed in you and just how much pressure maybe that took off of you. Did you have that kind of experience with him?
Well, it was super. You know, one of the things that he was a great communicator. He could be gruff at times, you know, but that was just him. But I don't think that there was anything mean about it. He basically only had two rules: be on time and give 100%. And as a professional, if you couldn't do that, you probably shouldn't have been there anyway. And I think most of the guys that had an opportunity to play for Whitey realize what a baseball genius he was. He had worked at every level. And I think that that gave him the experience to be able to evaluate talent, people. His people skills were good. And he was very communicative with you, even in the off season. You know, he would call and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. This is where I'd like to see you hit in the lineup, and this is why I think this will work. And when you have that type of communication, I think it makes life easier for everyone. And he certainly is one of those people, one of those special people that has one of those, he has a memory. He has a memory of what the weather was on a certain day, what a count was in a situation. And very few people have that ability to remember that way. And even to this day, you know, till his last days, he still had that. And people think of him strictly as a baseball person. He's a sports person. Well, he could talk to you about Billiken basketball. He could talk to you about soccer. He could talk to you about football. He could talk about everything because that was him. And he was just one of those special people that had knowledge about what it was that he was that all sports, it didn't matter what sport it was.
I know you've told the story a million times, but I'm asking you to tell it again. Just his impact on you when it came to hitting and the bet that you guys had in terms of ground balls versus fly balls and the way that worked out and how it impacted your hitting moving forward.
Well, you know, coming to the Cardinals, notably as a defensive player, which, you know, that's what he was looking for. And when you get traded for a player the caliber of a Gary Templeton, who was a true 5'2 player, probably one of the most talented players to ever don a pair of spikes, I took a lot of pride in coming over here and trying to make myself a better offensive player. So when I came over, it was really when the learning process actually started for me. And he gave me people like Chuck Hiller, Hal Lanier, Dave Ricketts, who worked with me at making sure that I kept the ball out of the air. We had something in the Cardinals in the 80s that a lot of teams didn't have, and that was constant speed. And when you have constant speed, as we had, you could always keep pressure on the defense. And so we understood the importance of keeping the ball out of the air and putting the ball on the AstroTurf and utilizing our overall team speed. There are so many teams that are built from a power standpoint today that when the power is shut off, they can't generate offense. Well, we were a team that was built around good overall team speed, so we could keep pressure on the defense. And we knew that if we caught it, we hit it, we ran, we threw it, and we pitched and didn't beat ourselves, we had a good chance of winning. And that's our formula for the success that we had in the 80s. You know, it was about not striking out and putting the ball in play and making the opposition make plays. And that was our secret weapon.
The legacy that he has is incredible. I host the post-game show after Cardinals games. And on a weekly basis, when people are unhappy with the way the Cardinals are playing today, I get people calling up and saying they want to see the Cardinals play more whitey ball. There's not a lot of people who walk this earth, Ozzy, who have a style of baseball named after them that 30 years after they were done managing that people are still talking about.
Well, people say, well, what is whitey ball? And I say that whitey ball is simply good, sound, fundamental baseball. If I catch it better, I throw it better, I pitch, and I do all the little things, and I do all the little things consistently, I've got a better chance of winning, and as long as you don't beat yourself. And that was one of the things that Whitey preached. He preached about the fact that we don't go out and you don't beat yourself. You keep the ball in the ballpark, we got a chance to win. And I think for a lot of people coming to the ballpark, they stayed around because they knew that anything could happen at any time, because if one of us got on base, you know, we could have them throwing the ball all over the ballpark, and what may have seemed like an impossible task ended up being turning into a win, you know. So it was exciting, and I think that that's what people will remember, that coming to the ballpark, there was always entertainment, even in the days where we didn't win.
Well, Ozzy, I know it's a tough day for everybody. Thank you so much for finding a little bit of time for us. We really, really appreciate it.
All right, Matt. Thank you so much.
Ozzy Smith, the great Ozzy Smith, joining us on the program, and we appreciate him taking a few moments with us again today. Tough day as former Cardinals manager, Hall of Famer Whitey Herzog has passed away. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred issued a statement today, said Whitey Herzog was one of the most accomplished managers of his generation and a consistent winner with both I-70 franchises. He made a significant impact on the St. Louis Cardinals as both a manager and general manager, with the Kansas City Royals as a manager, and with the New York Mets in player development. Whitey's Cardinals teams reached the World Series three times in the 1980s, winning the championship in 1982 by leaning on an identity of speed and defense that resonated with baseball fans across the world. On behalf of Major League Baseball, I extend my deepest condolences to Whitey's family, his friends across the game, and to the fans of the Cardinals and Royals. Just so much pouring out of thoughts and remembrances today regarding this. And Cardinals issued a statement earlier today. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Bill DeWitt Jr. in that statement said, "On behalf of the entire St. Louis Cardinals organization, I would like to offer our condolences to the family and many friends of Whitey Herzog. Whitey and his teams played a big part in changing the direction of the Cardinals franchise in the early 1980s with an exciting style of play that would become known as Whitey Ball throughout baseball. Whitey loved the Cardinals, their fans, and St. Louis. He will be sorely missed." The Herzog family issued a statement as well that said, "Whitey spent the last few days surrounded by his family. We have so appreciated all of the prayers and support from friends who knew he was very ill. Although it is hard for us to say goodbye, his peaceful passing was a blessing for him." Again, Whitey Herzog passing away at the age of 92. If you have thoughts, again, about a half hour, at about 7:20, we're going to open up the phone lines where I will give you a chance to call in. But if you just want to text or tweet your thoughts before then, they're continuing to roll in, and we will take those and certainly read a bunch of them coming up. You can call or you can tweet at 314-43, excuse me. You can text at 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Your thoughts of Whitey Herzog and what you remember, get those texts in, or tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. And we will continue on with this program in just a moment. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line as we remember the life and legacy of Whitey Herzog here on KMOX.
Therefore, I, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, Governor of the State of Missouri, do hereby proclaim today, July 31st, 2010, to be Whitey Herzog Day in Missouri.
A Gray Bar Sports Open Line continues here on KMOX. We are dedicating today's show to the life and the impact made by former Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog, who has passed away at the age of 92. He was at opening day this year, so that is going to be his final appearance at Busch Stadium. He was not down on the field. He was up in one of the boxes, but when all the Red Jackets got announced, they certainly took a video of him up in the box, and he received a wonderful round of applause. And when you think about it, that's the final time that Cardinals fans got to share with him just how much that he means to them. In about 10 minutes after the 7 o'clock news, we are scheduled to be joined by Terry Pendleton, another former Cardinals player who played for Whitey Herzog, and look forward to get his thoughts on the passing of Whitey. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. And then when we get done with Terry, we're going to shift the focus to you, the listener, going to give you the opportunity to share your thoughts. The text messages are still rolling in. Would love for you to get on in there. If you want to text any stories, thoughts, memories, whatever you'd like to share with me, you can text in at 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. Or you could tweet at me at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. And at about 7:20 or so, we'll open up the phone lines as well and give you the chance to call in and share your thoughts there. And that's what we're going to do from that point until we wrap things up tonight. We'll be done a little early for Cardinals baseball. Cardinals and A's, they're going to match up tonight in Oakland after the Cardinals got a 3-1 win yesterday behind a great pitching performance from Sonny Gray. And Lance Lynn is going to be on the mound tonight as he looks for his first win. Also, something just to kind of put in the back of your head, not that long ago, Whitey sat down with former Cardinals pitcher Kyle McClellan for a Chatter's Box podcast. And if you listen to KMOX a lot, you know that we replay those conversations because they're so good. And we are going to replay the Chatter's Box podcast tomorrow featuring Whitey Herzog. We're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. So about 24 hours from right now is when we're going to do that. That's going to be coming up tomorrow. That'll be about the time that our Cardinals coverage wraps up, with the Cardinals playing an afternoon game tomorrow. We'll probably be getting done with Cardinals stuff at about 7, and then we're going to replay that conversation with Whitey Herzog during the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. But up next, we'll hear from former Cardinal third baseman Terry Pendleton. He'll share his thoughts, his memories of Whitey Herzog. That's going to be after the 7 o'clock news. And again, you can get those text messages in at 314-436-7900. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.